Jerry Bader Show, 1035, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Governor Chris Christie just held a news conference saying he had no knowledge at all of an effort to disrupt traffic on the George Washington Bridge between New Jersey and New York that, and some of you just heard the news report, is being connected to the death of an elderly woman because emergency crews could not get to her. This is a major scandal. Chris Christie said he fired his deputy chief of staff. And if you haven't heard the reporting on the emails or the text, they made fun of this, and this was retribution for not getting the endorsement of a Democratic mayor. And Chris Christie just said, what was the reason I didn't believe we would have done this? We never expected his endorsement. On the other hand, Chris Christie's reputation is to be a bully, and many people can believe that he would engage in this. He was asked, as we were in the news, he was asked, well, you can understand where people are going to have a hard time believing someone so close to you would do this. You didn't know about it, and you have been confrontational. You have liked to shout down people and so on. And he reiterated, I am saying it's my responsibility, but I didn't know. My question is, do you believe him when he says he didn't know? And even if he didn't, does having someone in this close of his inner sanctum that would do this and he would be oblivious to it, does that disqualify him in terms of judgment to be a legitimate presidential candidate? Louis and Gleason. Louis, thanks a lot for waiting. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I believe he knew about it. Otherwise, he would obviously brought in an IT person and had this stuff checked out when it was happening. He doesn't do it. He shows very poor judgment in his surrounding cabinet. And as president, it would be even worse because there's even more going on as president.
Okay, you make a really interesting...
He can't handle this little thing in his own office. I mean... Give me a break.
Okay, you make an interesting point here. But you seem to be saying, he's saying, look, I asked and they said no. What you're saying is he should have investigated, including checking their texts and emails himself to see if they were telling the truth. I don't know that I would do that if I trust someone and they give me the answer that I want to hear.
Well, that's a trick with politics, though. That's the way the game is played. I mean, really? He's going to put all that trust. It's the same thing with being president, though. I mean, if he's going to trust those guys,
well,
his poor judgment picks such people.
And he said
he cannot be president.
He said that, too. So, Louis, thanks for the call. He was asked while we were listening during the news, well, don't you watch your people? And he said, no, I don't micromanage. Before the news conference, I found it very hard to believe that he didn't know about this. I thought he was believable. I don't know if I believe him, but I thought he was believable. I think this, here's my, whatever the truth is, I think this has done incredible damage to his chances of being the Republican nominee. He's, you know, when he joked about it and said, yeah, I was the guy working the cones, he claims he didn't know anything about it at that time. It's going to be difficult to ever believe that, to ever prove it. To ever actually prove it. Two, even if he didn't know, I mean, I've criticized Scott Walker for this. Bridget Kelly, I believe her name is, was his deputy chief of staff, a trusted confidant, and he had no idea she was capable of this. It does call his judgment into question, and I think there is a very strong possibility that this has made it very difficult, if not impossible, for him to continue on in a presidential bid. Time will tell, though. Brad on the road. Brad, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I totally do not believe him at all. 4 days this went on, and he didn't know about it, and it came from the governor's office. How did it all of a sudden get fixed? You know, he had to have somebody, you know, I just can't believe that he wouldn't know about that. And the thing with the Mitt Romney stuff with, you know, embracing Obama a week before the election, he has a past of going after people that don't do what he wants. But I did think that his interview is going to deceive a whole lot of people, and they'll believe him because of the good interview, and I thought it sounded great compared to the things of Obama, all his scandals, and nobody ever gets fired, and nobody ever has any consequences whatsoever.
I think that I agree. Now, you just said the first thing, that there were consequences. The one thing, a lot of people, emails I'm getting are comparing him to President Obama. One of the biggest differences, I would say, and this is the one thing I think he did right, Brad, is again and again and again, he said, look, I didn't know about this, but I'm making it clear this is my responsibility. And I think that, Brad, thanks a lot for the call. I think that goes a long way. Okay. The other point is, yeah, initially he was told it was a traffic situation, but in the fall it became clear it wasn't. He should have fully you know what, you can make the case. He should have not just taken the word of, he should have fully investigated whether his staff had anything to do with it. I think the best you can say about Christie out of this is he showed horrible judgment in the way that the aftermath of this was handled. I'm not sure whether I believe him or not, given that his claim to fame was being combative, was shouting people down, was being a bully. He has to understand why people are going to have a tough time believing that. Dan in Green Bay. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is going to be more of a disappointment to the Democrats because it isn't Chris Christie, the Democrats' Republican nominee to be the next president for the Republicans? He's not the Republicans' nominee. He's the Democrats' nominee. So the Democrats got to be mad that he had to do this because now they're going to have to elect another Republican nominee for us Republicans since we don't have the smarts to figure it out who we want to run for president.
I would divide that a little bit. I think the media, I actually know liberals who are terrified of him because they think he could win.
Well, okay. Now, Jerry, well, never mind. Have a good day.
Dan, I know what you're saying. Thanks a lot for the call. But clearly, he is, I think, soft on a lot of issues. Governor Scott Walker has called him conservative enough to be governor. I'm not necessarily sure of that. But there are liberals who consider him pretty conservative. The mainstream media, however, certainly would consider him the least of Republican evils. Dan is absolutely right about that. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
I would say no, absolutely. He is not telling the truth. He's lying through his teeth. And I would say that if he's, in truth, totally responsible, then he should resign. And he sounds just like Obama. After the IRS scandal, well, the first time I heard about it was on the news, right? I don't believe that for a second.
Okay, that's a great point, is that it does sound very Obama-esque that way. Chris, thanks a lot for the call. I had no idea. But unlike Obama, he took personal full responsibility. I don't know that that's going to be enough. Because while he was believable, it's so easy to believe that he would be behind this because of his past behavior. He's never going to be able to conclusively prove that he didn't. And further, if he didn't, I just think it shows horribly bad judgment. Joe in Bellevue. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, I've got a couple quick thoughts. One on the Obama comparison. I thought of Obama first and foremost because of the cadence by which the governor was speaking.
Yes.
The pauses. It almost seemed like he was trying to emulate that pensive thoughtfulness, which unto itself was insulting. But as to his actions, I think what you have, and I'm cynical because of my political background, but it seems to me like the perfect setup for plausible deniability. You have one of your top aides who's deeply trusted running the operation, but there's nothing that can trace it back to the top guy so that he has that plausible deniability should it hit the fan, which it did. Going on the premise that he didn't know anything at all and had no reason to suspect anything even after it came out in the media, I agree with you, means that he lacks the judgment that makes him fit to be president of the United States.
So, yeah, there's no, if that's the best defense he's got, again, it's like the line from Argo that, yes, sir, that's the best bad idea that we have. There's no right answer here in terms of him salvaging his bid, Joe. And now, Joe, you have worked around politics. I know Joe personally, and you have worked around politics. You're right. It does sound like the classic plausible deniability. But you listened to his statement. To me, he was giving the impression that, or trying to give the impression that he sounded like he was blindsided. Like, look, and he pointed back. I wouldn't have joked about this if I had known the truth. What's your assessment of that?
It was too good of a response. That's my answer. It was too practiced into how he delivered it, even referencing that he made the joke. That's why I don't trust him, to be honest. I've seen people that have been blindsided in a political campaign by one of their own, and it's not that polished of a response. It lacked the shock. It lacked the emotion that this is really absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he said all the right things, but that's part of the problem, is he said all the right things. It smacks to me of something that was well set up by political consultants. Make sure you take responsibility. Make it clear the buck stops here, these kind of things. And again, you're right, he did the thing that Obama hasn't done, which is he cut people from the staff that should have been. So it tries to give him a measure of plausibility and credibility that the president doesn't have, but it's still too little too late, in my opinion.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. An emailer makes a good point, too. As governor, and I know it's hard, look, we don't know traffic jams. We don't. Here in Wisconsin, we don't know traffic jams. People are obsessed with traffic out east. They just are, because it's nightmarish. And when it became nightmarish to the 10th power, why, as governor, didn't he look into what the hell was going on? Okay, if it was a legitimate reason, why? That he didn't take a serious problem more seriously, I think is very suspicious. That's a really good point by the emailer. Scott on the road. Scott, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think I have a simple solution for this. Instead of the straw that broke the camel's back, this is getting to be the politician on the camel's back. And if they keep lying, this man has to go to prison. I'm getting sick of the lies by our elected officials.
Actually, Scott, you and I've touched on this briefly. This, who's ever responsible, this is possibly a criminal act. One, using government resources for political gain, and two, endangering public safety. Somebody, Scott, thanks for the call, could end up going to prison over this. Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I would like to believe that Chris Christie told the truth and in his interview, but politicians often do lie. And it probably will hurt his presidential 2016 campaign.
Okay. I was just going to say this, Joanne. Okay, you're right. Politicians lie. Let me just tack this in for a second. After Ryan Braun, I'll never believe anybody at face value anymore. I will never take them at face value. Go ahead.
I agree. But compared to Barack Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and all the czars appointed by President Obama, I'd say Chris Christie is a saint.
Well, yeah. Would you grade on that scale? I hear what you're saying. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 10:48.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.